Exclusive: East Turkestan leader, Xi Jinping Uyghur region visit may signal more brutal campaign. By Francis Martel on July 18, 2022. Chinese Communist dictator Xi Jinping's visit to the capital of occupied East Turkestan, the Uyghur heartland, last week may be a precursor to a more brutal campaign against its native population. Salih Uder, the prime minister of the East Turkestan government in exile, told Breitbart News. Uder also serves as the founder and president of the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement, an organization dedicated to restoring sovereignty to the region. The East Turkestan Republic was a sovereign state colonized by Mao Zedong's communist China after the mass assassination of its leadership in 1949. Today, the Communist Party administers East Turkestan under the Mandarin language name Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, XUAR. Xi initiated a campaign of genocide shortly after taking over the country in 2014. But the violence escalated to the construction and populating of concentration camps throughout the region in 2017. Today, extensive research by human rights experts and journalists, relying on leaked documents and eyewitness accounts, indicates that Xi has imprisoned as many as 3 million people in concentration camps, implemented a mass sterilization campaign against Uyghur and other non-Han women, and enslaved vast swathes of the region's male population. China openly boasts about some of these programs, for example by branding the mass sterilization a victory for feminism. Experts at a special tribunal in 2021 concluded that Han-dominated communist China was, beyond a reasonable doubt, guilty of genocide against Uyghurs, Kazakhs, Kyrgyz, and other indigenous people of East Turkestan. Last week, Xi made his first visit in 8 years to East Turkestan, spending most of the week enjoying stage dance and art performances, speaking to local communist leaders, and promoting his philosophy of ethnic unity between Han Chinese and East Turkestan's population. Uder told Breitbart News that Xi's last visit coincided with the tremendous increase in violence that preceded the debut of the concentration camps. Xi Jinping visited East Turkestan after 8 years. The last time he visited East Turkestan, in May 2014, the Chinese government launched its ongoing campaign of genocide officially known as the People's War, Uder explained. Historically, all trips to East Turkestan by Chinese President/CCP General Secretaries are a precursor to a more brutal campaign to colonize and assimilate East Turkestan and its people while solidifying Chinese occupation and rule, he continued. We expect that things will get a lot worse, as Xi stated that security measures in East Turkestan should become regular. In other words, the Chinese government is stating that the genocide of Uyghurs and other Turkic peoples will continue until China has obtained its full objective, Uder explained. The phrase People's War has profound significance to Communist China, typically indicating an extermination campaign against populations the communists deem unacceptable. Mao Zedong first launched a People's War against the middle and upper classes as part of his initial bid to take over the country. That war would eventually evolve into the Great Leap Forward and Cultural Revolution, mass starvation policies and communist purges that led to the deaths of at least 40 million people. Xi first used the term People's War in 2014 as a rebrand of the alleged war on terror occurring in the nation's west. The Communist Party has insisted for decades that, since the population of East Turkestan is majority Muslim, it is vulnerable to radical jihadist terrorism and Beijing needs to employ a heavy hand to subdue it. China's concerns about jihadist violence appear to end at its borders. However, as it maintains friendly ties with radical Islamist leaders in Taliban-run Afghanistan and Islamist countries like Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. Xi Jinping's recent visit was to oversee the results of the Chinese government's campaign as well as send a signal to the international community that its condemnations, sanctions, and economic boycotts are not going to deter China from continuing its atrocities against Uyghurs and other Turkic peoples, Uder explained. It's important to note that Xi Jinping again emphasized the need to create a united Chinese nation and urged local cadres to tightly hold on to the goal of maintaining social stability and political stability. We have heard reports that Xi Jinping also promised further funding to build more camps across East Turkestan, Uder added. China's state media arms hailed Xi's visit as a victory for ethnic unity in East Turkestan, which the communist regime typically uses to mean the replacement of indigenous populations in the region with the Han majority in the rest of China. President Xi Jinping's remarks on the importance of ethnic unity in fostering a strong sense of community for the Chinese nation during his visit to the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region have made people in the region feel more confident. The state-run China Daily claimed that by standing together and cherishing ethnic unity, Xinjiang will become more prosperous and they will have a better life. Xi reportedly described ethnic unity as the lifeline for the entire Chinese people. China is a unified multi-ethnic country, with the Chinese people of all ethnic groups united in diversity being a salient feature. Ethnic theories and policies in the country are sound and effective, Xi said during the visit to the university, according to China Daily. What's more, China, a country with ethnic unity, is invincible and will have a bright future, he added. The state newspaper emphasized, however, that any ethnic identity had to be subordinate to a strong sense of community for the Chinese nation under the Communist Party. The Xi regime has used ethnic unity as shorthand for the genocide occurring both in the concentration camps and within the homes of civilians in East Turkestan. Among the most notorious programs the Communist Party has implemented in the region is something called Becoming Family, in which the government forces local civilians to take in Han relatives to live in their homes, forcing them to speak Mandarin, abandon their religion, and adopt Han Chinese culture. Often, the families targeted for these programs have lost all the men in their family to the concentration camps, and the government forces the matriarch in the home to sleep in the same bed with the Han relative. Survivor testimony indicates that sexual assault is rampant in the program. In addition to the rupture it causes between the adults and the family and the children, who are weaponized as spies against their parents. An alleged local in Urumqi, the capital of East Turkestan, appeared in China Daily's coverage praising Xi's visit last week. I believe that with people from different ethnic groups in Xinjiang standing together and cherishing ethnic unity, the region will become more prosperous and we will have a better life, the individual, identified as Ablett Tursun, allegedly said. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.